You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. When an earthquake occurs, three questions pop up: when, where, and how big? Back in 1964, when the Great Alaska earthquake occurred, seismologists had to read the arrival times on paper seismograms and call the times into a central processing center. It took more than an hour to get an estimate of the origin time and location. The Richter magnitude methodology of the time couldn't handle really big quakes, and it took another decade for the science to evolve and the true size to be determined, a 9.2 on the moment magnitude scale. Nowadays, we have digital networks of seismographs and analytical techniques that can automatically process data within minutes after an earthquake occurs. These initial instrument-only estimates of location and time are usually pretty good, but magnitude is a little trickier and benefits from the eye of a trained seismologist. As a result, it is not at all unusual for magnitude numbers to change from the first estimates to a final value. The differences are usually only a few tenths, but don't be surprised if that 4.9 turns into a 5.2 or vice versa. For Shaky Ground, this is Lori Dangler. Shaky Ground is produced by KHSU in cooperation with the Humboldt Earthquake Education Center and Humboldt State University.